okay?
All right, thank you.
Camp Wild Pines out of the town of Harmony on the Roundup, 715-762-3221. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Hairball from Camp North Fork.
Camp North Fork. Where do you guys hunt?
Catawba, Wisconsin.
Catawba, Wisconsin. All right. Give us the real report from Camp North Fork.
So this morning there was a whole bunch of does running around acting funky, and we see a pretty big buck coming down the hill.
Uh-huh.
And he jumps into our field about 500 yards away.
Okay.
And then he stopped there because he's tired, and we tried getting him to come closer, and then he started cutting off. So JJ, the buck slayer,
okay,
shot at him 3 times and missed him because he's a bad shot. And then tonight, we didn't see much. I mean, we didn't see nothing.
Okay. Well, the good news is they're still out there, right, for tomorrow?
Yep.
All right.
Earlier this year, I got 2 8-pointers, one with the bow and then one during youth season.
All right.
My brother got 1 8-pointer.
All right.
With the bow.
Good year for you. Congrats to you. All right. Get us a photo of that if you can, okay? We'd love to see that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Down in Catawba, yep. Camp North Fork, you can email us your photos. Big time. We're giving away a gun, a youth gun. We'll talk more about that. WCQM@civicmedia.us is the email. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Sue from Camp Next Year.
Hey, Sue. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. What's happening? I think you're down in the Phillips area. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What's going on down there?
The guys are seeing deer.
Okay.
And we've actually got 3 new next years hunting with us this year.
3 new next years. All right.
Yeah, yeah. So they're all trying their hand at hunting.
All right. So how many were out there today then in the group?
6 of them out there.
6 of them. Okay.
Yep. I got to stay in the cabin this year. I had surgeries done, so I'm not walking.
Okay. Did they tree anything this morning?
They saw stuff, and they're all deciding that they're waiting for something bigger to come through.
Waiting for it. Yeah. All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's nice to see them at least.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Sue, keep the home fires burning.
We will.
All right. Appreciate it, Camp Next Year. A couple emails. We'll get to your phone calls here. Want to thank Greg for emailing us. Not much to report out there. The Red Pine Lodge in Shanagolden. No deer, but beautiful day in the woods, he says. Shout out to Camp 30-pack in Peeksville from Greg and the folks with the Red Pine Lodge. See, we got another one here I want to get to. Thank you for the emails, WCQM@civicmedia.us. Welcome back to the Hunters. Let's see. Dino from Camp Gunsmoke checking in. Hang on, we got to give him a little bit of... There you go. All right. There's another traditional caller and contributor. Out west of Fifield. Dino, thank you for the email. Pretty quiet day overall today. Didn't hear much shooting in our area. I saw a few does and a few small bucks. It was for sure some enjoyable weather, though. Camp Gunsmoke signing off. Until tomorrow, rock on. Peace out, Dino from Camp Gunsmoke. Always appreciate Dino's emails. Can feel the energy of his emails. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
Take a guess.
Take a guess. Camp Longshot with us? Is that right?
Might be.
Hey, all right. How we doing? How the Janicek boys doing today?
Doing, but nothing.
But nothing. Nothing to brag about, huh?
Didn't see a one.
Didn't see a one.
Didn't even see. Barely seen a squirrel and a blue jay, and that's it.
Are you guys got a nuclear power plant next year or something out there? What's going on over there?
I think there's timberjacks around here and coyotes.
Oh, there's coyotes. Yeah, if you're in an area where the coyotes are hanging out, yeah, that can happen. That's for sure.
And wolves too, I heard.
Yeah, but you guys usually end up with something there, so you'll figure it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. The Janisex out of Camp Longshot. Always appreciate it. They've been calling in for years, too. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
This is Muckshoe from Camp Longhorn.
Muckshoe from Camp Longhorn. And whereabouts are you guys?
Up in Presque Isle.
Presque Isle. All right. So what's the good word up in Presque Isle area?
There was much today. Well, I only saw one doe, but I was at the house when I was eating breakfast.
You're sitting there munching on your Cheerios, and there's the deer. Huh?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's never good. All right. So what's going to happen tomorrow out there, Muckshoe?
Tomorrow I'm planning on getting the 8-point buck that's roaming around here.
Oh, so you got one that's kind of hanging around that you've been seeing, huh?
Yeah, even in the middle of the daytime, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds like you got a beat on him. So good luck to you, and let's hear some good news tomorrow or Monday, whenever you want to call us there, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Muckshoe from Camp Longhorn, 715-762-3221. I need to get this break in. We'll come back with more of your calls. Hold on.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ross's Sports Shop, your area sports shop and fishing guide service for over 60 years, is your headquarters for all your hunting and ice fishing supplies. They've got tip-ups, surface lures, bucktails and spinners, rubber and swim baits, bass and walleye tackle, and a complete guide service. They're also stocked with Christmas trees and wreaths, so hunters, make a stop at Ross's Sports Shop and Fishing Guide Service, Highway 13 Phillips, or see them at rossonline.com.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. I've been a gun enthusiast my entire life, from standing at my dad's bench as a kid to repairing guns in the military and as a gunsmith now. My goal is to match you with the right firearm, regardless of use. As a family-owned business, we understand the need to treat our customers with respect and patience when purchasing their firearms. For focused and dedicated service, come into Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local civic media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club this Thanksgiving during gun deer season. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., delight in our Thanksgiving buffet for just $24. Featuring honey glazed ham, tender beef tips, turkey, and an array of traditional sides and desserts exclusively prepared for this special day. And now elevating your feast, roast pork over wild rice medley. Kids under 12 dine for $12, and for the little ones under 5, enjoy a feast for just $6. Take the goodness home with our great take-home offer, or build your own plate with our a la carte menu for the finest Thanksgiving entrees, sides, and desserts to savor at your table this Thanksgiving. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Going on 3 generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over 3 decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet. Right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
6:11, we've got Bucks coming up at 7 o'clock. More of your calls, 715-762-3221. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Cora, Lexi, Chloe, and Brooke from Porcupine Ranch.
The Porcupine Ranch. And where is the Porcupine Ranch?
Over by Minocqua.
All right. All right. You guys got to start having a good time, all right? Sounds like you're having a good time.
Yeah.
All right. What happened? What do you got to report over in Minocqua today?
I'm the only one that saw a deer, and I just saw a little four-pointer.
Oh, and so did Brooke.
And Brooke saw a deer, too. I don't know what she saw, though.
Don't forget about Brooke. Oh, Brooke will never forgive you. You got to get Brooke in there. Yes, yes. How many people hunting with you at the Porcupine Lodge?
Many. We got one, two, four, five, six,
eight.
Like 6 or 7.
I see.
10 people up here, but only 6 or 7 are hunting.
All right. Good to see your schooling is paying off. You're good at counting. So what's going to happen tonight at the Porcupine Ranch?
What?
What's going to happen tonight at the Porcupine Ranch?
We're having a pasta night right now.
Yeah. All right. A little supper. Yeah. Going to have a good time. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call. Check in again, okay?
Okay.
Bye. I love it. Porcupine Ranch. Yeah! That's just fun energy. Having a good time. I love it. You are on the Roundup. Who is this? Hello? All right. Try it again. 715-762-3221. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Paul.
Hey, Paul. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Camp Sack Shack.
Camp Sack Shack. And whereabouts are you guys?
We are on Island Lake in Iron County, Wisconsin.
In Iron County up there. All right. What's happening up there?
Well, it was a glorious day. Sun rose at 7:07, and the first buck was down at 7:14.
Hey, that's a great day. All right. Woo!
Yay.
Yes, all the deer are hanging out on the island, apparently, huh?
Apparently they are.
Or Island Lake, anyway.
Well, Iron County has the lowest deer population in the state of Wisconsin, but there was one that came through, and we brought him down.
All right. It's quality. Quality, not quantity, right? All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else the rest of the day, or was that pretty much it? You called her good and said, we're out of here.
We got a couple other hunters out here that are still going after it, and we're having corned beef and cabbage tonight.
All right. Little cards tonight. What else we got going on there?
Nah, we're just going to watch the Badger game.
Watch the Badger game, and hopefully they can figure out a way to win one. Okay.
Oh, God, I hope so.
All right, Paul.
All right. Good luck to everybody else.
Thank you, Paul. Camp Sack Shack, Island Lake, over in Iron County. Good to hear from you guys there. You are on the Roundup. Who is this?
This is Corey from Camp Swamp Turtle.
Hey, Corey, whereabouts are you guys?
Over by the Prentice.
Over by the Prentice. All right. All right. What's happening over there?
Oh, we got 9 guys in camp. Not a tail in sight. Only 8 guys made it out, though. My brother Evan. Evan Williams. He didn't make it out. He had too much bourbon last night.
just hung out in the bed, huh? That was it.
Yeah, he didn't make it out, but the rest of us did. All right. No luck today.
Well, it sounds like Evan's a smart one, then.
Oh, he's a pretty intelligent guy. I question some of his choices sometimes, but you know, he's a good guy. I got to support him.
All right, so you got nine guys. So what's going to happen around there tonight?
Well, tonight we're making steaks. It's steak night tonight.
All right. On the grill outside or in?
Absolutely. With weather like this, we got to cook outside.
Yeah, exactly. Any cards or cribbage or anything like that going on?
Not yet. Maybe after dinner, but last night we were in bed before 8, so we'll see how it goes tonight.
All right. Sounds like my kind of camp. All right. Corey, good to hear from you. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your show.
You bet. Camp Swamp Turtle out there. Corey and Prentice. I think that's where he said. All right. 715-762-3221. Sometimes that guy, see, Evan's a smart one. See, they thought he was the lazy, you know, he didn't, but then they all went out in the woods. They didn't get anything. And he's like, see, I told you. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
You got Uncle Paul at Camp Cenafew again.
Hey, Uncle Paul, how you doing there? All right.
Hey, we're doing great tonight. We got tenderloins just about to hit the Weber.
All right. Did Camp...
The brother got a great big six-pointer tonight. It was a really big one. Should have been an 8. He kind of got the shaft, but we're pretty happy.
He kind of got the shaft on that. Just short of an 8-pointer, huh?
So... we got to give we're short of a member this year. Our guy Caleb, he's out in Camp Pendleton in the Marines, so we got to give a shout out to him. Wish he was here.
Yes. All right.
Another shout out to Fred and Brian over there in Springstead. Fred got his 900 millionth spike buck this morning, so everything's good there in Springstead.
You say that with a little bit of sarcasm there. I like that. Still waiting for that
he's
baby.
81, so you got to cut him some slack.
Okay, we'll let him go then. It's all right. Uncle Paul, thank you for the call. Have a great time out there, okay?
All right, good luck, everyone.
Yep, Camp Cenafew, Uncle Paul out there. We got some emails coming in, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Dustin, thank you for the email. Greetings from Camp Turdy Pack. No deer, but shot a nice day in the woods. I got to make this a little bit bigger here. My seeing not that good. Shout out to the guys at Red Pine Lodge and to Bush Light Brian. At Camp Bad Minnow. Good luck. Be safe. From Dustin. All right, got another one here. We'll get to your calls here in just a second here, folks. It's Chop Hill, Pork Chop Hill. Alan, it was a nice day to today, but never saw a deer. I think that's a first, he said, for opening day for them at Pork Chop Hill. A special shout out to Camp Gunsmoke. Always enjoy your fellowship. Hope to get that invite again. Looking forward to a good season. Alan out at Pork Chop Hill out west of Fifield. Thank you so much for the email, photos, anything. WCQM@civicmedia.us. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Chad Wick Van Lichtenstein calling here from Curbside Camp in the Twin Cities.
Curbside, I'm just going to call you Chad if you're not offended by that. Curbside
no,
camp,
work.
Camp in the Twin Cities of Loretta and Draper, I'm assuming. So what's happening over there?
Well, our youngest member in camp shot a spike tonight, sitting with his big sister.
All right. Is he all braggadocious about it? All like, look at me and all that stuff? So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Good. So where you got to be. Yeah, all right. All right, so you got one anyway.
Got one, yeah. Otherwise, kind of a slow day, but good to have one break the ice with.
Yeah, I mean, in the Twins, I mean, with all the lights of the big city there in Loretta Draper, the Twin Cities, I mean, to get one opening day with all that excitement and all the hullabaloo going on, it's pretty impressive. So
That is. That's a big deal.
Yep. All right, Chad. Chad, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. We'll check in here in the next day or two.
Appreciate it. Curbside Camp over in Loretta Draper there, the Twin Cities, checking in. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Set the table, Mabel.
That's right, baby. Yeah. How are we doing there, Mabel? Set the table.
Set the it. Oh, I just popped one. Popped the top one.
All right. Very good. All right. A radio wave toast to you. There you go. All right. What's happening out there?
Not much today. Seen a couple of them, but didn't get no shots fired.
All right. Well, you can't just dig in with your name like Set the Table Mabel. You're preparing. You're setting it all up, right, for the big one.
You got that one right.
That's right.
everybody knows Mabel uptown.
That's right. It'll happen. But a beautiful day. We'll take a nice day with sunshine like that out in the woods, right?
It was, yep. We got the Cuyuna kid, and we got a newcomer, Smokey, here this year now. So,
All right.
Three of us in camp here this year.
All right. Very good. We look forward to your updates throughout the week.
We'll be calling back.
All right. Give me one more, if you could. A little energy, all right? Here we go.
Set that table, Mabel!
Makes me smile. 715-762-3221. More of your calls. Let's just keep it going here. What do we got? We got time. 621. You are on the roundup. Hello.
Hello. This is the Bug Man calling from
the Bug Man. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hang on, Bug Man. Just a deep breath of just. All right. The season has started. I've heard from the Bug Man. All right. All right, life is good. How are we doing out there, sir?
We're doing good. A little late getting in because I had to chase away 23 turkeys.
20?
I tell you. Man, oh, man, do they make a ruckus. Ruckus in the woods. I think they're scaring all the deer away.
What are the turkeys do in the wintertime when it gets to be really heavy snow? What are they doing?
I have no idea. Not a turkey hunter, but after seeing all them turkeys, I'm thinking about becoming a turkey hunter, that's for sure.
Yeah, might as well give it a shot, yeah, exactly.
So we sat all day. I agree with a lot of your callers, and thanks for the great show. Beautiful weather today, but the Bug Man saw zero deer.
A rare opener. Rare opening skunk.
Bones is out there, and Bones saw three does. We don't have any doe tags, so no shots. We're waiting for the big guy. I know the big guy's out there, but I did not see him today, so maybe tomorrow.
That's always the hope, right? Yes. All right, Bugman.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever take a loan from a fire truck?
I don't know. Why not?
Because they're always in the red.
All right, Bugman. We can always count on you for a side splitter and a groaner. All right.
Thank you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Bugman. Appreciate it. 715-762-3221. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
Hi, this is Elijah McChain.
Elijah, what camp are you calling from, Elijah?
Camp Cold Beer.
Camp Cold Beer.
From downtown Brantwood.
Downtown Brantwood. A lot of buzz downtown Brantwood, I hear.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Elijah, what's the good news out in the woods near Brantwood today?
We saw six does in the morning, and we went out in the afternoon and saw nothing.
Saw nothing. Well, you saw something, so that's a start anyway.
Yeah.
So you guys sitting, or do you drive them around, or what do you do?
We were sitting.
Okay. All right. And how many people in your group there?
We had six people hunting.
All right. So what's the plan tonight, Elijah? What kind of no good are we going to get into tonight?
Tenderloin and some potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And beer.
Sounds like you've hit all three of the major food groups there. You're good. All right. Elijah, thank you for the update. We appreciate it. The buzz from downtown Brantwood. Yeah, I love it. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Well, this is the granny from the Hairy Eyeball Camp.
Hey, Hairy Eyeball, another deer hunting tradition is the Hairy Eyeball Camp. How are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. Nothing down yet. and but stuff is out there and moving around. I think they're being particular about what they're going to do. Wait a minute. I gotta get a little sippy here. Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There now you go. I feel better.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Loosen up a little bit, for God's sakes.
I got to. Yeah. You know, the joints and the bones and, mm-hmm. you know. So I gotta put some lubrication into them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I can't. What day is today?
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. That's okay. So then now you can hunt deer today.
You can hunt deer today. Yeah.
Okay, and I was worried about that, you know, and but I guess that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure, but I guess they are hunting deer.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor. Yeah.
So we're going with them, but I just want to give a shout out to a couple people, our good friend up in Superior, and we gotta mention the Horny Dog Camp down in Hawkins. They got relatives everywhere.
Everywhere.
Catawba, Kennan, Hawkins, Phillips, you know, they just spread like wildfire. So I just sit here and pat them on the head and tell them to go home. This is serious.
This is serious, that's
this
right.
This is serious.
Yes.
You were the helpline I was supposed to call, right?
Butterball turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
350 degrees for 17 hours, yes.
My brain or the turkey?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, both.
No, we got to get you going this week, and they're all going. It's a nice week. I'm glad it's going to be colder towards the end of the week.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
You do a good job. We're glad you're there.
Thank you for the call, Barry, and we'll hear from you again, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. The Hairy Eyeball Camp and the Grandmas. You just can't, make that kind of stuff up right there. That's just fantastic. More of your calls coming up.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime rib. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
The Big Dipper Bar and Restaurant, located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, is packed with musical entertainment all deer season long. Both weekends of the nine-day season feature live, nationally touring performers each day with a bonus performance Wednesday. Find us on Facebook under the Big Dipper Bar for details today.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and let's get moving to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where it's always a party with deep-fried chicken served Wednesday through Saturday. Fridays enjoy fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays pork and dumplings, and a tasty prime rib special on Saturday night. Don't forget about burger and fries Thursday and breakfast served on Sunday at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Wednesday through Sunday, where strangers become friends and good times roll. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, this here's the big G. I got her on the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13, got a wheeler into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten Fall Bag, G. This here's prime time, both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time, just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn and grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13, top of the hill in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Hi, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here. We want to wish all of our hunters the best of luck this year and remind you of a few safety tips. Treat every gun as if it were loaded. Know what your target is and what's beyond. Keep your firearms stored in a safe place and never mix guns and alcohol or drugs. Enjoy your safe Northwoods hunt from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182 or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
All right, we're ducking out a little bit early because of Bucks basketball. We started early. We were here at 4. Where were you? 7 o'clock tonight, 4 to 7, and then tomorrow we're 6 to 8 normal time, tomorrow night after the Packer game. Bad Minnow Camp emailed us. Brian, to Camp 30 Pack, they're just cutting up steaks for tomorrow night for dinner, and I hope we have enough. That's from Brian. I'll get back to the phones here in just a second. A couple emails to catch up on, though. Let's see. Jump River Hunt Camp checked in from the Catawba area. Shooting was slow, and they saw some deer moving. A big seven-pointer is on the pole, though, following a perfect heart shot. Good luck to everyone out there from the Jump River Camp. Thank you so much for the email. Coach Mike checked in. And said it was a very quiet day in the woods, nice and warm, though. Saw a couple of does and only one spike buck. And hope everyone has a safe and successful hunt from Coach Mike from Camp Packerbacker. Camp Packerbacker checking in this year. All right, let's go back to the phones. Hopefully our call's held on here. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, this is Wesley.
All right, repeat that one more time for me if you could.
This is Wesley from Camp Sweaty Beaver.
All right. Wesley, Camp Sweaty Beaver. Whereabouts are you guys?
We're in Park Falls.
In Park Falls. Okay. What happened out there with you guys today?
Well, this morning we were, my dad was sitting and I was sitting and I saw a deer to my left and it was going towards him.
Okay.
So after it left, I walked out of my stand and I pushed it over to him, and he got it. It was a nice 5-pointer.
And he got it. A 5-pointer, you said?
Yep.
All right. Good teamwork on that. You like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have quite a good enough look at it, but there you go. You team up and get him. All right. Pretty nice day to be out in the woods today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm eating ice cream to cool down now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you got a deer today and you had to haul it out of the woods, you were sweating, I think.
Yeah.
But the temperature's in the upper 40s. All right, Wesley, good to hear. Good teamwork, and maybe you'll get a chance to take one down here this season yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much, Camp Sweaty Beaver out there, Park Falls. Wesley checking in. You are on the roundup. Who is this? All right, we'll try back on that one, 715-762-3221. We got Dumper checking in from Camp Belly Acres, just checking in to say hi. And to wish good luck to all the hunters. No deer to report, but we'll go for it tomorrow. And wants to give a shout out to Camp Send It for having cold beer and hot dice table last night. All right, all right. It's nice to take a couple bucks from your fellow hunters. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hello, this is the Tracker.
The Tracker. Where are you guys hunting?
Camp Nomad over in Winchester.
Camp Nomad, all the way over in Winchester. Okay, what's happening there today?
So we are not in our traditional stomping grounds. We're normally up in the UP,
Okay.
On snow, tracking deer, or up in the northern part of the state. We started today in Wausau and didn't see much. Pretty quiet, consistent with the rest of the reports.
Yeah.
But then we jumped in the pickup, and we are about, we're about 80 miles from Cleveland.
Okay.
And we are heading to Maine, chasing snow.
Cleveland. Wait a minute. So you're in Ohio going to Maine because if, because for those who don't know from the previous years, you track deer, and that's how you get them, right?
Correct. And when we saw no snow in the forecast for the UP or Wisconsin or Minnesota or anything, go where there is snow. So
all right,
we're going to be in Maine tomorrow.
So you're in traveling through Ohio and on yep. your way to Maine where they have guaranteed you snow.
Well, Channel 7 in Wausau has guaranteed snow, and that's the only forecast we're watching.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Well, very cool. Well, keep us updated. Even though you're headed to Maine, we would really like to hear about your ventures because I know people have really appreciated hearing about your story from the last time we talked.
Yep. So we will call you from Jackman, Maine here later in the week, give you an update.
All right, Tracker. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
You betcha. Yep. He has called in before, and when there's snow, all they do is go out, they find a track, and they go after it. And it might take them a long time, but they've got him before. No snow here. He's in Ohio. He's going to Maine, and he will check in on another edition of the Roundup. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. The tracker tracking him down. You are on the Roundup. Who's this?
All right. How we doing? This is the client from Chicago, Illinois at Camp Jansen.
Camp Jansen, the client. Yeah. All right. Are you actually in Chicago, Illinois?
No. I drove up from Chicago. I'm the client. I don't do any of the work. I just show up and hunt. All the other guys do the work, you know. But I'm too busy. I'm a city guy. I got big stuff to do.
Yeah, you're
take care of everything.
Yeah. So you let them do all the work. Client shows up, cleans it up, right?
I mean, I learned how to load my gun today. My okay. brother said maybe I shouldn't go out in the woods, and I said, hey, I did it, didn't I? And I was kind of mad when he said that, but we got over it.
All right. So how many people, and whereabouts are you hunting up here?
We're in Manitouish Waters.
Manitouish, all right. How many you got with your group over there?
We got four in the group, and we saw collectively a whopping two deer today. It was a wild day.
A wild day, all right. So more importantly, what's happening tonight with you guys? What kind of...
We're going to eat some food. We're going to watch the Wisconsin Badgers go Bucky.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, go to bed early because tomorrow is going to be a better day. We're going to shoot something.
Tomorrow's going to be good. We know how to load the gun. We've determined the pecking. Maybe.
I mean, I got the bullets in there.
All right. It's a start.
Pretty good, right? That's pretty good.
Very good. All
and
right.
I bought a license. Out of state's expensive. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. That's pricey. Yeah. All right. Well, good to have you up here, client, and good luck in the woods. Check in again another time, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Love the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Manitouish Waters, the client of Chicago. Yeah! Guy. Here you go. Yeah. Send them a check every couple, not a check, but they take money out of my account every couple of months when I travel through there for bags. They like to make us pay for the roads down there. We always appreciate that. You are on the Roundup. Hello.
Yeah, hey, this is Dan with Camp Spatchcock Chicken.
Camp who? Camp, what was that again?
We're Camp Spatchcock Chicken.
All right, and whereabouts are you guys?
We're up in the Manny Waters area, just east of the ways, and we got some spatchcock tonight, and we also got some venison chili, and we're hanging out with some good buddies and drinking some ice-cold beers.
All right. Did you do some hunting today?
We did. Unfortunately, there was no success in the field, but there's always tomorrow morning. And the rest of the week, there's going to be a little cold snap later this week, and we're going to get a big old booner on the ground, no problem.
Yeah. Are you up here for the whole duration, for the whole thing?
Joel, we live here year-round, and we enjoy listening to you on 98.3 all the time, every day, 365.
All right. Appreciate the kind words, even if maybe they aren't all true, but I appreciate.
Oh, they're true.
Dan, appreciate it, Dan. Thank you so much. Good luck out in the woods, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
You camp... Camp Blue 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 Chicken. I was kind of afraid of what they were going over in Manitouish Waters. So we appreciate the kind words. Thank you very much. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
This is Chuck from Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville.
Camp Bucknuts in Lugerville. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
All right. All right. You sound better than any call that we've had so far. You must be on one of those high-tech iPhone-y things or something.
Oh,
huh?
Hang on. Well, yeah, I got me like an iPhone 5 or whatever the
latest. Oh, yeah, iPhone 5. Yeah, I think they might have gone up a little higher since then. All right. So Camp Bucknuts, what's happening in Lugerville?
Well, we saw one flag. I had a snowshoe hare run by my stand, make a bunch of noise, and scare away a deer that I didn't see.
Okay. All right. That you didn't see. Okay.
That I didn't see. But I heard it run away, and I did see a flash of a tail, so I'm counting that as a deer because...
Okay.
You know, we typically don't see too many every year, so this is a big year for us already.
We'll take that. Sure. All right. How many you got in your group with you there?
We've got two. It's me and Dave O.
Okay, you and Dave O. Just hitting her hard, huh?
Yeah, we are. Dave's hitting it hard with gin and tonics, and I'm hitting hard with old fashioned.
Right, you'll 1-2 punch. I like that. All right, very good. Well, thank you for the update from Lugerville. We need like a half hour update from Lugerville. Otherwise, I feel like I'm a little bit lost.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
I just want to give a shout out to Lisa and Angie and Lauren and Lily and Ashley down in Wautoma doing the Widow's Weekend, the Deer Hunters Widow Weekend.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Camp Bucknuts, for the update from Lugerville. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Joe. You bet.
You betcha. 715-762-3221. We're only on till 7 tonight. We had to go on earlier at 4 because we got Bucks play-by-play coming up at 7. The pregame has already started to give you
You know us for excellence.
See, they're already doing the pregame, but we're not going to air that. We're going to talk hunting, and then we'll join the play-by-play in just a little bit here. Let's take your calls. You're on the roundup. Who is this?
Hello, this is Fuzznuts from out in Lugerville.
Hey. Double Lugerville, back-to-back Lugerville. How about that, Fuzznuts, huh? Yeah! All right. What's happening with Fuzznuts in Lugerville?
We might have to put a few more numbers on the population out here.
Yeah, you might have to get it up into double digits there.
Yeah, thank you for another great season. We got a whole week of this. We love it the best. And, We've seen two deer this spring, a little buck and a doe. I mean, not much happening, but we've got plenty of time.
We got time to stir them up and move them around, you bet. You never know. When you hang out in Lugerville, you never know what's going to happen.
Got that right.
Yeah, that's right.
All we did tonight was eat the timber chicken.
All right. All right, Fuzznuts, thank you for the call. We appreciate you.
Can I give a shout out to Grandma out there in the big hilly eyeball?
You betcha. You have done so.
This one's to you, Grandma. I got a nice red solo cup full of brandy. I'm gonna lubricate my joints tonight.
All right, very good. I think she's all for that. All right, Fuzznuts, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You are on the roundup. Who is this?
Hey, Joe, this is Brute from the KO Shack. How you doing?
Yes, all right. Yes, how we doing, Brute? Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I know, man. Hey, I got a story for you. Holy cow. Here we go. Are you ready?
I am ready. I am so ready.
Well, last night, Goober made some homemade baked beans. And let me tell you, the most important thing and the most used thing was the outhouse this morning. Holy cow. That was like, we needed stop and go lights because everybody was out there, but they were good.
I love it.
we do have one on the meat pole.
Okay? All right.
Shar shot a really nice 8-pointer this morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Right away.
Andy.
What's she doing overachieving and making the rest of you look bad?
Yeah, I know. Hoss told me. He says, you know, hey, Brute, you're kind of jealous, I see. I said, yeah, I am kind of jealous. I mean, that should have been my buck, but, you know, what do I do? I got sure shoot it, so.
Nice.
But, no, we're seeing some deer. You know, I sat the farm tonight. Today I seen 15 this morning and a couple this afternoon. And, you know, I got a family of partridge. And then Goober, you know, he ain't seen anything. So, you know, he's a big
timber hunter now. You know, he only shoots the deer in the big timber.
Okay.
I just roll my eyes on that. You know, he's got to come up with every excuse in the book just, you know, just because he doesn't shoot one. Just because, you know, his little sister, Shar Shar, showed him up with a nice 8-pointer today.
Oh, Goober's always got a story.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're still working on those beans tonight, so I hope, you know, the outhouse has enough holes in it, you know. But we'll call you tomorrow, okay?
Thank you, Brute. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Bye. Brute from the KO Shack. He's been calling in. Goodness gracious, for many, many years. We got Brett Goose Apple, a 15-year-old from Camp Belly Acres, sat out in the stand most of the day. Didn't see much except a red squirrel and a grouse. Hopefully tomorrow will be more results. And a shout-out to Camp Send It. All right, let's get a couple more here. We have... let's see, Robert checking in, the camp formerly known as Toaster Strudel, checking in this year as the House of Heilemann. And they specialize in all things old style, Schmidt, Blatz, special export. Action this morning was promising. Spiked deer seen by one Oak Ridge boy early, but true to form. Papa Mau Mau scared him off. So, dang it. And a Ruger M77 tried his venison to Swiss cheese. Conversation again, semi-successful. Called in help from a bus driver and the stabbing cane, and he's got an 8-point hanging. Sounds like an intoxicated email. Random hero had a buck too far off and way too big. So he opted out and opted to a cold beverage instead. The Yoog, Y-O-O-G, made a change of scenery partway through the day with nothing to show for it. And the House of Heilemann is checking out. All right. That was an interesting one. And we got Scott checking in. Scott checking in from Camp Two Prong in Prentice. Always great having you on the radio. Thank you. Appreciate that. Shout out to Jeff and his gang at the Deer Heaven in Park Falls today. Only one deer was seen, and they're pretty sure their buddy Brian missed his shot at an 8-pointer after he stole the shot from his son. Never found it. Never found the deer, unfortunately. Let's see, a joke. I should have pre-read this, but I'm going to roll the dice. Guy walks out of jail and yells, "I'm free, I'm free, I'm free." And a little kid walking by says, "So what? I'm four, I'm four, I'm four." Thanks for the clean joke, Scott. So, Scott, thank you for the email. Appreciate you guys. All the emails, all the phone calls, everybody gets an entry, one per day, into our fabulous prize drawings, which are listed at 98. They will be listed at 98qcountry.com, all the prizes. They're not there yet because I just got them when the show started here. So you are on the roundup. Who is this?
Oh, this is Taryn at the Camp Shoot No Deer.
Camp Shoot No Deer. And whereabouts are you guys?
Prentice, Gutsy Road.
Prentice, all right. Anything today?
We had a little 6-pointer, and one guy saw a bear, but other than that, not a whole lot.
A 6-pointer, that's not bad. 6-pointer and a bear, so the bear sounds like we've had a couple different sightings.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of bear the last few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of confused with all the warm weather, I'm sure. So how many in your group down there in Prentice?
10.
10 of you. So what are you guys doing tonight? What's the hangout tonight?
The hangout is up the cabin. We're watching movies, and, you know.
Just chilling out, huh?
Yep.
Chilling out. Early bed, or are you guys young enough to stay up late and still be funk?
Old enough to stay up late.
Old enough to stay up late. All right. Very good. All right. Well, congrats on the deer. Check in again another time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're old enough to stay up late, but if you get too old, then you don't want to stay up late. Kind of what I meant was you're young enough to take it where you can stay up till 3 in the morning, wake up at 6, and still be functionable the next day, whatever that is. You are on the roundup. Who's this?
Joel, good evening. This is Ben calling in from Camp Wilson down in Sheboygan County.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Sheboygan County. You hunting down there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's the terrain like down in Sheboygan County?
Dead ash trees.
Dead ash trees. Okay. Any deer hanging around those dead ash trees?
In the neighborhood, we heard a few shots up until, about 8:30 this morning. So they must've got the only deer in about 6 square miles in the county, but it was a quiet morning considering the weather, which seems like it's pretty common for the most part, but
yeah, exactly. All right. Well, must've been in the 50s over there, I would guess, right? Today.
Yeah. By about late morning, it hit 50, 55, and it was a comfortable day in the woods, but not a productive day.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll cool off. If you want cooler weather, it's coming here for you, okay?
It's on its way, yeah. Hey, I'd like to give two shout-outs. One to the hunter that called in earlier whose brother has the stage 4 bone cancer.
Yes.
Just letting him know that he's in our prayers and that sort of thing. And then also to my brother, who's hunting up north, just south of Crandon, at Camp Cali. They didn't get anything today. Saw a few doe that came through and meandered around. But just wanted to give a shout-out to them as well.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ben. Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, guys. You Thanks bet. Again for another year of the Deer Hunters Roundup.
You bet. Camp Wilson, Sheboygan County. You can listen to this year's Roundup on the Civic Media app. Download it in your app store, Civic Media, and there's a whole bunch of stations in there. 98Q, it's on your phone. It's wonderful, the Civic Media app.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
For a delicious meal anytime, whether you feel like breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop into the Park Falls Family Restaurant on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, it's back. Jesus and Josefina's award-winning homemade chili. Add to it a menu filled with too many delicious choices to mention, including Mexican dishes like chimichangas, burritos, quesadillas, fajitas, and tacos. Now offering raspberry and peach teas, plus iced coffees and caramel, mocha, and vanilla flavors. The Park Falls Family Restaurant has something on the menu to satisfy any appetite. Open 7 a.m. every day of the week and honoring our veterans with a 10% discount.
The Park Falls Family Restaurant will be closed Thanksgiving Day.
Hunters, Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies here in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Come in and see what we have available for you. Regardless of season, we have the solution to your guns, ammo, and accessory needs. We also offer full-service gunsmithing on-site. Remember to be safe and have fun while hunting. Good luck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70 west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Ross's Sports Shop, your area sports shop and fishing guide service for over 60 years, is your headquarters for all your hunting and ice fishing supplies. They've got tip-ups, surface lures, bucktails and spinners, rubber and swim baits, bass and walleye tackle, and a complete guide service. They're also stocked with Christmas trees and wreaths, so hunters, make a stop at Ross's Sport Shop and Fishing Guide Service, Highway 13 Phillips, or see them at rossonline.com.
Hi, my name is Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies. My knowledgeable and friendly staff are here to help you with all of your firearms needs. New and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and gunsmithing are a few of the services we provide at Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Half mile east of Highway 13 on Highway 182, or visit us online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com.
Hey, hey, hey! Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Discover the charm of Park Falls at Decor to Adore. Unveil your love for this picturesque town with our exclusive Park Falls apparel and bespoke shirts and hoodies. We're your go-to haven for unique gifts. Explore our collection of kids' toys, captivating books, and more. And what's more delightful than enjoying our scrumptious ice cream while you browse? Swing by our one-stop gift shop and find something special for everyone. Embrace the essence of Park Falls at Decor to Adore, where every visit is a delightful discovery.
All right, two more calls, couple emails, and we got to get into the Bucks basketball game. They're tapping here in just moments, so let's go to the phone. You're on the Roundup. Who is this?
Hi, this is Joey Zubarek.
Hey, where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dover, Wisconsin.
From what was the name of the town?
Dover.
Dover. Okay.
Way down in Racine County.
Very good. And Joey was your first name, you said, right?
Yep.
All right. All right. So what's happening way down in the southern parts of Wisconsin?
Well, I don't want to lose you guys here, but I've officially retired from deer hunting 2 years ago. But let me tell you what, the ducks are moving like mad.
The ducks are moving.
Yep.
So your duck
managed to get two hen mallards, a widgeon, and a hen golden eye this morning.
All right, so the ducks are moving. Are they flying south, and you're just kind of getting them as they're passing by?
Yep.
All right. Well, whatever it takes. So, are you originally from this area up here, Joey?
Yes, I am.
Yes. All right. Very good. Anybody you want to say hi to before I let you go?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Jim Jonas and my dad. They're up there deer hunting up in.
Somewhere.
I don't know.
Somewhere up here.
They're in Medford.
In Medford. Okay. Jim Jonas. And yeah. Okay. Very good. All right, Joey. Keep getting them ducks. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it from the southern part of the state. You're on the Roundup. Who's this?
This is Andy.
Andy, where are you calling from?
Hey, we're calling from Phillips and part of the Gross Camp.
The Gross Camp. Okay. All right. What's happening there?
Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, yeah, well, you heard from my daughter earlier this morning, Grace Ann, earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made it to 8:30, and then she wanted to go in, so.
Okay. All right.
It was a little rough. Well, I went out this afternoon with my son, and the good news is where we're hunting with some public land right next to some corn, and they're just started picking it today, so maybe we can get some movement tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Well, the weather's going to change. We're going to go from highs in the 40s to highs in the 20s by Thanksgiving or so or later. So it's going to be quite a varying temperature-wise. So I think the flow of deer will change with that, I would guess.
It might. Yeah. Hey, I have a question for you. So now my buddy and I, he lives up here in Phillips as well. We might go muskie fishing on Tuesday. Can I still call in and talk about that?
Oh, sure. Hunting, fishing, whatever you want to talk about. Yeah, we got guys that play pond hockey. They give us score updates on that. That's fine. That's fine, Andy.
Excellent.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for doing it.
Thanks for taking time to call. We appreciate it. I want to take more calls, and I know we're cutting off night one early, but that's just what it is with the Bucks. So I just want to get a couple final emails in here before we send it to the Bucks. The Cummings family been emailing and contributing to the show for years. The morning started out with Blue Shoes hitting his snooze button a few too many times and sleeping in. Rocket left him at camp and headed up to Camp Standalone to connect with Cowboy. So they loaded up and headed out to the East 40. They just started on their hunt, and no more than 15 minutes in this morning, and there he was, a nice eight-pointer for the Cummings group. Point buck came right into Rocket's sight. He shot, and down the big buck went. It was perfect, and it was a shaking good time for Rocket and Cowboy this morning. Congratulations. Got the bung. Got the, careful, Joel.